Welcome to episode 784 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Isaiah 40 verses 3 to 5 is a significant passage often interpreted as a prophecy about John the Baptist. This section of Isaiah marks a transition from a focus on judgment to one of comfort and redemption. A voice cries, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." A voice cries. The passage begins with a proclamation from an unidentified voice, heralding a significant event. This voice represents a prophetic call to action. In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. The wilderness, often a place of trials and divine encounters in the Bible, is here the setting for preparing a way for the Lord. This preparation involves making a straight path, symbolizing readiness and rectification for the coming of the Lord. Topographical changes. The imagery of valleys being lifted and mountains made low suggests significant transformations. Symbolically, these changes represent removing obstacles and creating accessibility for God's presence. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed. The ultimate purpose of this preparation is the revelation of God's glory. This revelation is described as a universal event witnessed by all flesh. In the New Testament, particularly in the Gospels, this passage is explicitly linked to John the Baptist, the cousin of Jesus. John the Baptist holds a unique and significant role in Christian theology as the forerunner of Jesus Christ. His ministry, as portrayed in the New Testament, was crucial in preparing the way for Jesus' subsequent work and ministry. John's very existence and ministry fulfilled several Old Testament prophecies, including the one in Isaiah and others. He is seen as a bridge between the Old Testament prophets and the arrival of the Messiah, marking the fulfillment of centuries of prophetic anticipation. John the Baptist is portrayed as a voice in the wilderness, calling for repentance and preparing the way for Jesus Christ. His ministry in the wilderness near the Jordan River embodies the prophecy of making a way for the Lord. John the Baptist is sometimes described as a herald. What was his role as herald? First, announcing the Messiah. John's primary role was to announce the coming of the Messiah, Jesus. His preaching in the wilderness and the baptism he administered were all aimed at preparing people for Jesus' arrival. He offered a baptism of repentance. John baptized people in the Jordan River as a symbolic act of repentance and cleansing. This baptism was a preparation for the coming kingdom of God, urging people to turn away from sin and embrace a new way of life. And his work as a herald was preparing hearts and minds. John's message challenged the religious and moral status quo, encouraging a heart change among the people. This shift was crucial for them to understand and accept the teachings of Jesus. Just as the prophecy speaks of leveling ground, John aims to bring spiritual humility and readiness among the people. But John was not just a herald. He was also a witness. How so? Well, as the one who identifies Jesus as the Lamb of God. In the Gospel of John, John 1 verse 29, John the Baptist identifies Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This declaration highlights Jesus' role as the sacrificial lamb in Christian theology, signifying his purpose in the redemption of humanity. He's also a witness as the one who baptizes the Son of God. John baptized many, many, many people before he encountered Jesus in the Jordan River. But John also baptizes Jesus, an event that marked the beginning of the Messiah's public ministry. This event is significant as it symbolizes the passing of the prophetic mantle and God's confirmation of Jesus as his son. John was significant as a moral voice, in addition to being a herald and a witness. And this shows up in two primary ways. First, in his calling for ethical living. John's preaching included calls for justice, honesty, and compassion. He urged tax collectors not to collect more than what was owed, and soldiers not to extort money or make false accusations. This call for ethical living laid the groundwork for the moral teachings that would be central to Jesus' ministry. And he was a voice in the wilderness. John's choice to preach in the wilderness rather than in the temples or cities is symbolic of his role as an outsider, challenging the established religious order. He prepared the way for Jesus, who would also challenge religious and social norms. John was also a model of humility, decreasing for Christ to increase. In John 3, verse 30, John famously stated that he must decrease so that Christ could increase. This statement of humility and recognition of Jesus' superiority sets a model for Christian discipleship. With John, the era of Old Testament prophecy reached its fulfillment. He represents the culmination of the prophets pointing to Christ, thus closing one epoch and inaugurating the new era of salvation history in Jesus. Isaiah 40 verse 5, "And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." The fulfillment of the glory of the Lord being revealed is seen in the ministry and teachings of Jesus, who is a physical manifestation of God's glory. The central event in Christianity, the incarnation, where God becomes flesh in the person of Christ, is the ultimate revelation of God's glory. In Jesus, God's nature and character are made visible and tangible to humanity. As John 1 verse 14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus' ministry, marked by teachings, miracles, compassion, and his authority over nature and spirit, revealed the glory of God in action. These acts, especially his miracles, are visible manifestations of divine power and glory. Isaiah's prophecy speaks of all flesh seeing the glory of the Lord. This is fulfilled in Jesus' universal offer of salvation. Through his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus makes a way for all humanity, irrespective of ethnic or cultural background, to experience reconciliation with God. The spread of the gospel message throughout the world is another aspect of this fulfillment. The teachings of Jesus, carried by his disciples to the ends of the earth, made the knowledge of God's glory available to all peoples. The climax of Jesus' revelation of God's glory is seen in his death and resurrection. The resurrection is the definitive display of God's power and glory, confirming Jesus' divinity and the truth of his message. The event of the Transfiguration, where Jesus is seen in radiant glory, talking with Moses and Elijah, as narrated in the Synoptic Gospels, is often cited as a direct, literal manifestation of this prophetic verse, revealing Jesus' divine glory to the disciples. We can extend the fulfillment of this prophecy to the second coming of Christ. At the second advent, Christ's glory will be fully and universally manifested and acknowledged. John the Baptist's role was pivotal in the narrative of Christ. He functioned as a bridge between the Old and New Testaments, preparing the way for Jesus both literally and figuratively. Isaiah 40 verses 3 to 5 not only speaks to the historical role of John the Baptist, but also to the broader themes of preparation, transformation, and revelation central to Christian faith. Father, help us to embody the principles of ethical living and to be voices calling in our own wildernesses, making straight the way for the Lord. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.